how beautiful is that? That is proper talent, isn't it? I think if it was me, if I even attempted to do that, all my fingers would get all mixed up, like it would cobweb across the fretboard. But the wonderful, wonderful guitar playing there of John Giulacci. And he is one of the artists that you can see teaming up with an incredible group of musicians. And here to tell us about them this afternoon, we have got Valerie Waugh, who is our guest. Afternoon, Valerie.
Hello.
And we were just talking then, you wear quite a lot of different hats in music across Merseyside.
Well, I do, and I've worn a lot of hats over my life as well. So it's all about music and entertaining people now in one way or another.
Yeah.
In the past, it's been about engineering and music.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. You see, we've got a nice big spaceship desk that we've got here. Tell us then, first of all, who exactly are Orchestra dell'Arte?
Okay, I've been in music all my life. When I was in Merseyside Youth Orchestra, I met up with the then Simon Rattle, who was wearing short trousers.
Wow.
And Edward Peake, who was a double bassist in there. And then, of course, we all went our separate ways. And years later, got back together again. And Edward had retired from the Phil, and I'd retired from engineering. And we thought, we've got to do some music, some more music. And we formed Orchestra dell'Arte 10 years ago. So we're about to go into our 10th anniversary season from this summer. And that's going to feature top line soloists. I mean, a fantastic programme coming off, which we will be launching probably around Easter time. But having got together with Edward, we formed this orchestra from the best of the local semi-professional amateur players that are around. The aim being that we work on minimal rehearsal, but produce fantastic results. Awful lot of them are music teachers or have been in music all their lives. So they're bringing this high standard to everything that we do. And of course, able to talk to their pupils as well about the work. Now, in the course of this, we lasted a couple of years and then we went to St. George's Hall and said to them, how about a partnership? So we're now the orchestra in residence at St. George's Hall, and we give 4 Sunday matinee concerts a year there.
And I've just been looking at some of the videos that people can see online, and obviously when we're talking about an orchestra, we're talking primarily classical music that gets played?
Primarily classical, but the musicians are so good that we can cover Bach to Beethoven to the Beatles and other things as well. So we'll do film music, we'll do all the different things that you'd expect a symphony orchestra to cover, and the rest. But of course, as well, we work in the chamber music field and in sort of entertaining in small groups.
I was going to ask about that, because you said that, you know, trying to get the best out of them on minimal rehearsal time. I suspect that is A, because they're so brilliant, but also because to try and get that many people's schedules to meet up at one time must be quite difficult. So you are able to kind of break it down and separate and go off into smaller performances.
That's it, yes. And one of my jobs, of course, is getting everybody together at the right time. But, you know, we would be nothing without Edward. He's the most fantastic conductor. And, of course, you know him because he's worked in the BBC for years as well. Very talented man. And on short rehearsal time, he can get the best out of the performers. He also writes, of course, or arranges an awful lot of music specifically for the groups we've got, be that 3 players or be that 63 players. And we work with groups of all those different sizes across the Northwest. So Southport, you mentioned before with their Cake and Classical series.
Yeah.
Fantastic Monday series once a month, which I never thought would really take off. I thought, who's coming out Monday lunchtime?
You'd be surprised, yeah.
I was surprised. And we regularly get between 65 and 95 people on a Monday lunchtime. They get 3/4 hour of music from small groups of very varying genres. They get a giant piece of cake, a cup of coffee, and they all sit and have a great
excuse,
time.
Yeah,
it's really good.
You know, you said you were surprised about the amount of people who come out. I think it's often quite like downplayed. Obviously, Merseyside is a music, as we just mentioned, you know, it's a really diverse range, but the classical music is still very, very popular here.
It's very popular on Merseyside, yes. And of course, we mustn't only think Merseyside. We've got to think into North Wales, we've got to think Cheshire.
Lancashire,
yes. You know, we are a big area. Okay, we've got some water around, which, you know, affects the fact we haven't got people who live in the River Mersey or in the sea there. But, you know, we do capture people from all over the Northwest, and that's why we go out to them. We might be invited to go and play in Frodsham, Knutsford, regularly Southport area. So, it's, you know, we cover a lot, which is good.
And what's it like playing at St. George's Hall? Because again, I was just, I imagine you'd play in the little concert room or the big hall. I've seen footage of you playing in the big hall. Is it always in there?
Yeah, well, when we first started, we were in the main hall because it was aimed at being an organ series.
Right.
So we were using the wonderful Henry Willis organ that's in there. We had big solos from Ian Tracy onwards. And then after a couple of years of that, we moved into the concert room. Obviously, we don't have the facility of the organ anymore, but the concert room has got a beautiful acoustic, yeah, and it feels very friendly. The whole aim of what we do is to bring music to the people, so playing something that they're going to enjoy. And Edward always talks, gives an explanation of the music, chats to the audience, both between the pieces and then at the end of the concert as well. And so you can come along for a very cheap price and be slightly educated, yeah, be entertained, and feel cosy and warm, which is why it was aimed at a matinee series. And that seems to work for people. They come over on the train or the bus and they're home before it's dark.
Yeah.
It's great.
And what did you find that you do get newcomers to it? Because I've talked before how I was invited to opera at St. George's Hall in the little concert room. And I'd never been to opera before and didn't know whether it was really going to be my sort of thing. But I was invited to go along, and so we went, and it opened my eyes in a way that I don't think any other music really has since, because it was, maybe it's something to do with the setting, but do you find that you get newcomers coming along?
We do, and that's what we really want. Sometimes people are too frightened to walk up the road to the Phil because of the formality, but they can come into us
Pop in, feel relaxed,
and a lot of people have gone from us then, you know, to take a concert at the Phil or over at the Halle maybe. But yes, we had a pianist in who did the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto not so long ago, and he brought 50 of his pupils along with him as well. Now, what an experience for them.
Yes,
first time many of them had been to a proper concert hall and to see a symphony orchestra. They were just blown away by the experience. And we want to do this and have more and more young people, as well as, you know, adults, coming in and saying, this is great fun, look where we can go from here. And of course at school they will be learning instruments, so they have the opportunity to learn instruments and music, but then to see it live, see it real, is a great experience for them.
And I do think that we might be on the cusp of a reigniting of the passion for classical music, because we've just seen, haven't we, the young guy who played at Meghan and Harry's wedding,
yeah,
and to show you that actually there are incredible younger players out there, and I follow a few of them on Instagram, you know, playing over in New York and London, and these are kids who are like 17, 18 years old, and they are the future.
The standard is amazing, actually, of the young people now. And I mentioned Simon Rattle earlier, when he was Simon, now of course he's Sir Simon, and we were lucky enough through the UNESCO series that we have, you know, Liverpool is a UNESCO Creative City of Music. Well, we've capitalised on this and we've made an exchange scheme with other UNESCO creative cities of music, one of them being Bologna. And so we sent a soloist over there, they send a soloist to us, and they have the experience then of the concert platform with an orchestra. The person we sent to them was Simon's son, Sasha Rattle,
who's
a clarinetist, which is my own instrument as well. So it was wonderful to have that connection again, to say, OK, here's another Rattle, you know.
The continuation of the line, if you will.
That's it. Yeah. And Bologna sent to us a young pianist, 17-year-old, Pietro Fraser, played a Beethoven concerto with us. Absolutely outstanding. Now, I had a text last week from his mum to say that he's just beaten 399 other pianists to win a place at the Royal College of Music in London. So from Bologna, he's coming here to study, and he'll be going straight into the third and fourth years. That's the standard of this chap.
Wow.
But he was only 17 when he came
maybe
to
us. Well, because he's going to be a little bit closer now. It's easier to get to come back up and do another few concerts or something.
That would be lovely. But, you know, to play with these people at the start of their careers is terrific. And through the Arts Festival, which we might talk about in a minute, we also launched a programme called The First Rung. And this was aimed at people who literally were on the first rung of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So might be at college or something like that, but struggling to get their first professional work. And we gave them a platform to say, have a go. We'll comment on what you've done, you know, whether we like what you've done, whether you need to change your hairstyle or your makeup. Yeah. And this was quite a few years ago before some of the programmes were on telly that do this.
And does that affect it, hairstyle and makeup? Is there a certain image?
And
so
most
how
of
to
these,
present yourself then on stage?
Of course. Yeah, okay. It might be how to bow. A lot of people don't know how to bow and acknowledge the audience, you know. But most of these people have now gone on to full-time careers in the arts. And that's wonderful to feel that we've actually done that. And then now we've turned it into this UNESCO scheme.
And talking about arts, you mentioned the World Arts Festival, which you are the head of as well. What happens there? When's that on?
Well, I, again, sitting with Edward one day over a beer, as you do, I sort of said, well, you know, we'll have a concert. Well, why don't we have two? Well, my sister-in-law's into drama. Why don't we have a play as well? Why don't we have an arts festival? And within 6 months, we had 50 events and we called it Heswell Arts Festival. That's 9 years ago. And I got our patron, Stephen Huff, the international concert pianist, agreed to be our patron because he was born in Heswell. So that was a fantastic start. 5 years later, he came to play a concerto with Orchestra dell'Arte in St George's Hall. Now, I mean, you can't get much better than that. Yeah. At that point, we said, OK, let's convert this into Wirral Arts Festival. And this is because the model that we had in Heswell, which was about helping people to learn different forms of art, and I mean art in the broadest sense, this was science, engineering,
the
sport,
arts,
everything. Let's help the businesses, because it brings people in, it brings tourists in, and the rest of Wirral should benefit from this. So we started converting to Wirral Arts Festival, and we've done, I think, we're coming up to our fourth year of that. And so that's another thing that I run there with a small committee.
Well, tell us, because we want to try and get in another track from John. Where can people find out about a little bit more about the Orchestra dell'Arte and when they can come and see you? You've got the Cake and Classical at the Atkinson, the Sunday Serenade at the United Reformed Church in Heswell, and then the Sunday Matinee at St George's Hall.
Okay.
All coming up. Where can they go and find out all the
dates? We've got leaflets around the place, you know, libraries and in St George's as well. We've got websites through St George's Hall, through the Atkinson Centre. We regularly publish articles in Cheshire Life, Heswell Magazine, Classical Music Magazine, Wirral View and social media. But the main thing is our own website, which is dellarte.co.uk. It's kept right up to date and you can find full details there. It's good.
Well,
do come along to something. You know, you really won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day coming in and seeing us. And we are going to go out with another beautiful, beautiful piece of music from the guitarist John Giulacci. And if you want to see him, it is Sunday, the 24th of February. Sunday, the 24th of February, St George's Hall with the Orchestra dell'Arte. And so we'll play a bit of this.